Europe. Now, in today's arts, Jan Wellinger will tell you about a documentary in the making, one that hopes to show the real Jan Saudek.
Jan Saudek has long been recognized as one of the Czech Republic's most successful art photographers, whose pictures are easily identified for the photographer's particular use of light, hand tinting, and positioning of models, often nudes, against painted or plaster studio backdrops. Anyone acquainted with U.S. band Soul Asylum CD Grave Dancers Union will be familiar with at least one Saudek image. Mr. Saudek's work was also featured in the worldwide Absolute Vodka campaign. Here in the Czech Republic, the photographer is no less well known. But the public here, due to the photographer's appearances on TV, will be equally familiar with his striking and well-publicized libido and somewhat bad boy persona. Even at 72, Saudek is showing no signs of slowing down. Now, he's the subject of a feature-length documentary being shot in Prague. The film's director, Adolf Zika.
Ten proces trvá v podstatě pátý rok. Já jsem fascinovaný dokumentem vůbec celkově jako ve svém životě.
The process of making this documentary is one that began 5 years ago. I knew Jan Saudek, but I got to know him better, beyond his public persona as a clown and extrovert. I realized he was a very sensitive and even vulnerable person, someone who was strongly impacted as a child by the war, someone caught up in a never-ending battle with his passions. Once the film is finished, and of course right now it's still a work in progress, I hope to answer a personal question. Who is Jan Saudek really?
Saudek himself signed on, the director says, after much persuading, and he hopes to succeed where others have fallen short.
My máme asi 56 obrazů, které jsou přesně dané už na celý ten dokument.
We've got about 56 scenes planned. I approached this as a former producer who needed to know what he wanted in advance. Jan Saudek requested things be planned. He wouldn't do it otherwise. But even if things are set up beforehand, that doesn't mean there won't be unexpected moments. There are locations outside the studio, outside his home, when I think he'll be most removed from his element. And I'll probably ask my toughest questions there.
Takže my obrazy máme daný, ale v každém tom obrazu se děje něco, co on přinese úplně nově.
So far, the photographer has given Adolf Zika complete trust. This Thursday I spoke to the photographer himself.
He's got a strong will and he really wants to make it. He has a very strict screenplay and that's what I like, because other so-called documentarists, they never knew what they could ask from me. They asked me to make a portrait of some naked ladies, which is superficial, very, very superficial. And this time he tries to get under my skin and to make a real psychological portrait, which I enjoy, because to see me only like some cheap guy who is bawling girls and drinking, it is, of course, it is one of the facets. Thank you, of my life. But I'd like to be seen even from another, different approach, and maybe he'll make it.
Adolf Zika says Jan Saudek certainly deserves a serious look, dealing not only with the photographer's demons, but just as importantly with his photographic work.
V první řadě je třeba říct, že jeho tvorba je komplexní, což se málo kdy stává u různých fotografů i malířů.
Saudek's work is complex and has had a long evolution. He's had a big impact on other photographers, on advertising, on fashion. What he brought in the 50s and 60s had a far-reaching influence. The hands on the breasts, the nudes he shoots and then dresses up, portraits of subjects first aged 10, then 25, then 40. He was imitated a lot for that. He's most well known for stylized photography, but characterizing him isn't easy.
Na začátku své kariéry vůbec stylizovaná nebyla. To byla reportáž, to byla v podstatě momentka.
As many as 5 days out of an extensive 23-day shoot will be used to capture Saudek's photographs, on display at 4 different galleries. On other days, as many as 3 separate cameras will cover Saudek in a range of different situations, in the studio, outdoors, and at home.
Proto to jsou 2 kamery. tak ta barevná kamera má daná, co má dělat. Zatímco ta černobílá kamera subjektivní...
Camera 1 in color has its parameters preset, but camera 2, shooting in black and white, will offer a far more subjective view. It has the freedom to roam. That camera has the potential to surprise, showing Jan Saudek's behavior. There's also a third camera, operated only by me, when no one else but Jan and his subjects are around. We're talking about a 90-minute film here, so the film has to be entertaining. But it's complicated, of course. I'm a bit afraid that our friendship may suffer. Jan says he trusts me completely, but it's no joke when things stop going his way.
Na druhou stranu, když něco trošičku se mu nelíbí, tak je to už to není sranda.
Whether uncomfortable truths will be addressed remains to be seen. So far, the filmmakers screened only a short but tightly cut trailer for journalists from the first 5 days of shooting. It shows Saudek in action. Visuals reflect the photographer at work, pushing himself to the limit through exercise, romping and horsing around in the studio with his models. The unofficial trailer, which will not otherwise be shown, was accompanied by a score by the Czech Republic's Varhan Orkestrovich Bauer, known for his work on Goya's Ghosts. Adolf Zika again.
Ten film je maličko, bude maličko přehnaný. Ale to je přece pochopitelný, protože...
The film will be a little exaggerated, there will be pathos. We want to express a lot of Jan's moods through the sound and music. That music must be dramatic. His work takes a toll. The photos and the process hurt. When Saudek stays up all night drinking with a lover till 4 a.m, he's exhausted. Then he runs. He exercises. He handles his demons through sport.
Tak, že přijde a že jsou snadno vyfotitelné. Ty fotky ho hodně bolej.
Varhan Orkestrovich will also write the final score for the final product. Here's what he told me.
It's more mystic, because Jan Saudek is an unusual person, so the music should be unusual, and everything in there will be unusual. So to me, it's like a very special experiment.
What's more, famous New York-based jazzman Lazzo Decci will also provide trumpet overdubs for the track. Lazzo Decci.
I like it, his guy, I like it, his picture, the Saudek, you know. And also another things I like it, the composer, Varhanovich Varhanov. And also I know all the people when they're working for the movies, you know. Adolf Zika. Adolf is a very famous commercial photographer, the world-class famous. And this guy asked me when I working together with this project.
Adolf Zika and his team plan to have completed the film for screening by December, when it should hit cinemas, although final distribution is still under negotiation. For obvious reasons, 90-minute documentaries are a rarity in multiplexes, but Adolf Zika is certain Jan Saudek's story will draw big audiences. The final film will be given a title that could loosely be translated as Jan Saudek, Hellish Passions, No Eden in Sight.
I leave all on him. I don't... tell anything, any advices. I let him to do what he wants, because he's a creator. I am only the actor, and I do believe that I am not the very bad actor, that I am just an actor.